Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you see him? Jesus. He rides into Jerusalem. The crowd shouts, "Here is King David's greater son." And then the praises of Palm Sunday quickly turn into the screams for his bloody death. Pilate would let him go. Over and over again, Pilate declares that Jesus is innocent and does not deserve to die. But the outcry and the accusations grow louder. Crucify Jesus. Let the murderer and the rebel Barabbas go. And they get what they want. The governor caves in to the crowd. Jesus is given the death sentence, capital punishment to the highest order, brutally nailed to a pole, crucified in the place called the skull. In the midst of criminals, do you see him? Bystanders, soldiers, and one of the criminals crucified with him sneer, mock, deride, scorn, fake. He's a fake. He's all show. He saved others. But he cannot save himself. If he's the Christ, the chosen one of God, then he could come down from that cross and he would prove that he is not a fraud. But Jesus stays. He won't come down, no matter what the shame, no matter what the scorn. Instead, he prays, "Father, forgive these folks. They do not know what they are doing." Forgive? Isn't that the last thing that Jesus would be praying for? Forgive? Shouldn't he just hop off of that cross? Wouldn't that be the ticket? Herod would be tickled. Pilate would be relieved. And the crowds, they would be, oh, so wowed. It is then Jesus could really transform the world. With brass knuckles and with a sword, he could avenge all the wrong and injustice done to him. And the sooner, the better. Sack that political hack, Governor Pilate. Make that immoral Herod shorter by a head. Give it to Peter. Give it to him, he who denied you, and the other disciples who ran and hid, and all those who hated him. Give it to them in spades. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But you see, Jesus will have none of that. Revenge is not his cup of tea. He's in the business of forgiveness, and quite certain on that. Do you see him? Father, forgive them. And it's a forgiveness for everything. It's a forgiveness for all sin, for every sinner. Because Jesus himself, because he stays on the cross, hanging on the cross, numbered with sinners, he pours out his soul to death. Wretched, you say. Worthless. A waste. No. Quite the opposite. In the very depths of this incredibly horrific death, the power of Jesus Christ to save is revealed. His love is so immense, so astonishing. As he bears the sin of the world in his body, he prays. He intercedes for sinners, for all sinners, for you and for me. He forgives the ungodly, even the criminal. Yes, the wretched criminal who now clings to this crucified Jesus for his salvation. Remember me, Jesus. Remember me according to your mercy, according to your forgiveness, when you come into your kingdom. And lo and behold, Jesus is in his kingdom. Do you see him? Right there, as he hangs on the cross, King Jesus reigns among sinners. And he extends his kingdom to all sinners. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And then Jesus prays the "Now I lay me down to sleep" prayer. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he dies. The Roman centurion sees Jesus. Surely this man was the Son of God. You know, there were others. Joseph of Arimathea, he sees Jesus. Went to Pilate and got permission to take his body. Now, the women see Jesus. The disciples see Jesus. And other acquaintances and followers of Jesus see him, trusted him, loved him. They were nothing. Jesus was everything, especially in his dying. And so here you are today. Maybe it's been a couple of years, a decade, a couple of decades since you have been confirmed. For Claire, Lindsay, Reese, Kyle, Nate, Michael, Paige, Kayla, Rodney, today is your confirmation day, March 20th, 2016. You will confess Jesus to be the Christ for you, like the criminal and like the centurion. Do you see Jesus? Or do you care less? Are you just going through the motions? Are you just coming to church because it's a Sunday? Have you just passed all of those exams and quizzes and sermon summaries to make mom and dad happy, to get them off your back, to make grandma smile, to have a bunch of pictures taken? Does Jesus giving his life into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins mean nothing to you? I sure hope not. Because the consequences of unbelief and not confessing Jesus are disastrous. Jesus himself says, "Whoever confesses me before men, I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also deny before my Father who is in heaven." And so once again, I ask, 10 confirmands on your confirmation day, do you see him? Do you see Jesus? What do you say? What do you say? Do you see Jesus? Yes. What do you say? Do you see Jesus?
Yes.
I'm going to ask again. Because I'm serious. I want to know. Do you see him?
Yes.
Amen. He is there. On the cross. King Jesus. Savior Jesus. For you. For your salvation, Jesus, who even prays, "Father, forgive them," who promises even to you, "Today you will be with me in paradise." For you are forgiven. Jesus died for you, and you are very, very precious to him. And that you believe in him, trust in him for salvation, and confess him for such means that your baptism is bearing fruit in your life. So go. Go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching. For you have been baptized and you have been taught. And I pray that you will continue reading and learning and studying the Bible. So, now go. Oh, come back for services. We have them on Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, next weekend, and every Sunday after that. But go. Go. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord.